شما خواهد سیم و یه نای خانش ما خواهد برخوت نایم براخ
برخوت نایم براخ لیلم باید. Okay, guys, just 2 or 3 minutes of Rashi. I know it's cold and we have Shir. Can you hear me, everyone? Okay, just a nice ideas of Rashi to help you through the Shabbos and make sense of what's going on a little bit. The word Pesach, Korban Pesach, which appears in Parshas Bo, has three meanings to it, three interpretations. The classic one, Rashi's additional one, as well as something which Chazal developed. The classic one comes from skipping over or passing over. And the reason that the Korban Pesach was important was not just to save the Jewish people, that could have been done many other ways, but to demonstrate certain basics of our relationship with Hashem and His Hashkach in this world. That even when things seem random, and there's pandemics and plagues that are raging, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exerts Hashkach HaPratis and can pass over houses that are adjacent to one another. In Arov and Dever, there was separation, but those were separation between cities, between Goshen and between where the Egyptians lived. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over specific houses. So why, I'm assuming to guys who don't have Corona and are in Bidud, so you guys were all together in the capsule, why did you guys not get it? Why did they get it? In a broader sense, in this world, why are there so many people that did? Don't think that it's random. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decisions. In our minds, we feel that it's random. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes decisions, and we don't always understand those decisions, but feel that the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the hand of their Bonus Shalom is still directing our lives and our process, even though it feels random. That was one of the messages of Korban Pesach. The pshat that Rashi introduces for Korban Pesach is that the word Pesach, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, does not mean skipping over. It means having rachmanis, having mercy. Milashon chas, v'chemlasi. Look at Rashi, because it makes sense in the pasuk. Hashem says, ufasachti al aleichem, v'lo yitena mashchis levo b'techem lingof. If Pesach means to skip over, then that pasuk is redundant. I'll skip over and the mashchis won't come in. Ufasachti means I'll have rachmanos and I won't allow the mashchis to come into your homes. Again, it's a dark world. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of suffering. But we believe and continue to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kel Malei Rachamim. As we just said a few minutes ago, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'chanun. And you guys, in a couple years when you grow up, you're going to have to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, because there's a lot of people that are going to have a very hard time understanding God and understanding this pandemic through a religious lens. So we need people like yourselves that are maminim, that understand the Rabbonu Shel Olam, and we don't always see clearly in this world of Hester upon him, but we can't imagine the Rabbonu Shel Olam as anything but Kel Malei Rachamim, and try to feel that Rachamim even when you have to go through these difficulties. The final pshat of Chazal is the word Pesach comes from the word lame. The word Pesach is a lame person. Look at me, I'm going to mimic the walking of a lame person. You see me walking? It looks like I'm hovering, even though I'm walking, because a lame person doesn't walk too fast. Chazal say that Pesach means I hovered over your homes. Hashem was Pesach, you brought the Korban. Hashem hovered over your homes. Since he hovered, the Mashkes couldn't come in. It means the first time there was Gila Shechina was not in the Beis HaMikdash, not at Har Sinai, but wherever a Jew was living in their home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was there. So you're away from the Beis HaMikdash. I know it's very hard. The Beis HaMikdash is a very silent, quiet place now. But try to feel, this is not a time to take off from your work as an Oved Hashem. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring the Rabbonu Shel Olam into your homes, into the rooms that you are. Feel His Rachmanis. And Amir Tashem, we'll get through this together. Cold, hot, Amir Tashem, we'll do it together. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.